This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We expect to hear from President Biden this morning after two banks collapsed, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. The AP's Jennifer King with this breaking story.
In an effort to shore up confidence in the U.S. banking system, the Treasury Department, Federal Reserve, and FDIC announced that depositors with both Silicon Valley Bank and New York-based Signature Bank will be able to access their money today, and that an emergency lending program will allow banks that need cash to borrow the money from the central bank instead of selling off securities. On ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Senate Banking Committee member Mark Warner was asked if he regrets voting to loosen some of the banking restrictions imposed after the 2008 financial industry meltdown.
We'll have time to look back on what the regulators did and didn't do and why the bank management didn't get this right.
I'm Jennifer King.
Yep, everything, everywhere, all at once won Best Picture last night at the Academy Awards. In fact, it won 7 awards. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Daniel Kwan of the directing team, The Daniels, says Everything Everywhere All at Once is what the world needs at this moment.
It's a shotgun blast of joy and absurdity and creativity.
Michelle Yeoh, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Kihoi Kwan won acting awards for their roles in that film. Kwan says he went for years with his agent telling him there was no work for him.
Hopefully when I call my agent tomorrow, he will give me a different answer.
Brendan Fraser won the Best Actor award for his role in The Whale. I'm Archie Zarletta.
San Diego Fire Rescue and the Coast Guard pulled the bodies of 8 people from the waters off San Diego after 2 suspected smuggling boats flipped over in heavy fog. An investigation's underway after a threat was reportedly found inside a bathroom on a United Airlines flight Sunday night, bound for Burlington, Vermont. The plane landed safely in Vermont. Nobody hurt. Gas is $3.47 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to a new study about prostate cancer. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A new study finds long-term evidence that actively monitoring localized prostate cancer rather than taking action can be a safe option. British researchers studied 1,600 patients with prostate cancer in the UK who were randomly assigned surgery, radiation, or active monitoring. In all three groups after 15 years, the survival rate was very high. 97%, regardless of the treatment option. Lead study author, Dr. Freddie Hamdy at the University of Oxford, says this is great news for men diagnosed with localized prostate cancer, and they shouldn't panic or rush a treatment decision. Others note those who can hold off on treatment can avoid the possible side effects of sexual difficulties or incontinence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.